I wanted to throw something at you guys. I actually put it up in a tweet over the weekend. But I just want you guys to marinate on this. Let it marinate a little, okay? Let it marinate a little. When you listen to the Karl Roves and the other pundits talk about Trump being behind Hillary Clinton in a hypothetical. He gets killed by Hillary Clinton in a hypothetical. He's down 10 points by Hillary to Hillary Clinton in a hypothetical. Down 10 points. Listen. When somebody tells you this, when one of your Republican friends go, look at the polls, Hillary Clinton hammers. She hammers Donald Trump by 10 points. Bernie Sanders, it's 15 points. He's hammers on him. Do you realize that George Bush, and I'm talking about senior, he was down 17 points midsummer to Michael Dukakis. You realize that? George Bush was down 17 points. I say it again. George Bush was down 17 points to Michael Dukakis. And Bush, as you all know, went on to win the presidency and actually won 40 states. So the hypotheticals and, oh, he's down 10 points, he's down 15 points, he's just put that out of your mind, my friends. Put that out of your mind. George Bush was down 17. All right. Put that out of your mind. Now, this gaffe, I want to talk about these Trump gaffes. The question is, are they gaffes or are they truths? Are they really gaffes? You know, when everybody says, what is it? Trump's talking about nuking Europe and he's talking about nuking all of these. What is wrong? What? Well, first off, I never heard Trump say, I want to nuke Europe. I want to nuke Saudi Arabia. I want to nuke Iraq. I never heard the words come out of his mouth. If I recall, what I heard was nothing is off the table. What I heard was nothing was off the table. Now, why is that a gaffe? I would call that a truth. Now, is it a inconvenient truth? Is it an inconvenient truth? And if that's the case, then it's not a gaffe. It's just a truth that people don't want to hear. The notion that the president of the United States is not supposed to talk about nuclear weapons and when they would be used, if they would be used, it's kind of ludicrous considering that we have nuclear weapons. Other countries have nuclear weapons, and no one wants to get rid of their nuclear weapons. And the reason they don't want to get rid of their nuclear weapons is because they might have to use them. Is that an inconvenient truth? Is that an inconvenient truth? Sure seems it to me. If the notion that nuclear weapons should never, ever be used. And Trump's response is supposed to be, oh, I will never, ever, ever use nuclear weapons. Ever. No matter what. I will never, ever use nuclear weapons. Get rid of nuclear weapons. That's what should be done. Should get rid of nuclear weapons. If the president is supposed to never, ever talk about it, and when somebody says, well, you know, we are limiting, we have worked deals with allies and the other countries and other allies to limit other countries. We are working towards what? Towards what? If you reduce the nuclear stockpile that the United States has by 10, say 20, say 30%, we still have enough nukes to destroy the world 50 times over. So does Russia. And the list goes on and on and on and on and on. So you could get rid of 10%. You can get rid of 20%. You can get rid of 30%. It doesn't matter. There's still enough to destroy the world 50 times over. What you would have to do is get rid of all nuclear weapons. But nobody's going to do that. Why? Because they might need them. So when Chris Matthews is playing the gotcha liberal game, when do you think we should use nuclear weapons? Do you think we should have nuclear weapons? Should we use a nuclear weapon against ISIS? Should we die? And Trump goes, listen, no, we should never use nuclear weapons. I would never want to pull that trigger. But, you can't take it off the table. What did you say? How can you? You can't say that. Why not? If we have them. And history has shown in the past that we have had to use them. And I say this again. What if one of these maniacs, okay? What if one of these maniacs, whether it's Kim Jong-un, Kim Jong-un, or one of these ISIS leaders, these Baghdad Daddies, these Ubu Gagmatis, whatever their names are. Take each one separately. What if, and we already know that North Korea has nuclear capabilities. Well, we already know this. We already know this. Who knows how far away they are from actually having something that can reach California? And what I mean by that is, right now, they don't have a way to get a nuclear warhead out of a, you know, 500-mile radius. Maybe six, maybe less. But they don't have capability to launch a nuclear warhead to hit Los Angeles. They don't have that. But what if a year from now, 2 years from now, have the capabilities and they fire a nuclear weapon? What if they fire a bomb at us, a nuclear bomb? Remember Hiroshima? Something like that. What happens if we hear that they have the capabilities and they are getting ready? I mean, that thing is launched. Problems. We're going to have to blow that thing out of the sky. There could possibly be fallout. Who knows? I would hope we would have a president. I would hope that our CIA, our FBI, our Homeland Security, I would hope that we would have the information before this weapon is used, before they're able to launch a nuclear weapon. Now, if that's the case, and our president, whoever it is, I don't care if it's Hillary Clinton, I don't care if it's Donald Trump, I don't care if it's crazy Bernie, I don't care if it's lying Ted. I would hope that if our president got word that North Korea had the capability and they were in the process of launching a couple nuclear bombs at us, that they had a delivery system, they had the rocket, they had everything, and they were getting ready to fire 5 or 6 or 7, 2 or 3, whatever. I would hope our president would do what we did to Japan. I would hope that we would drop a few atomic bombs on North Korea and wipe them out. I would hope the president of the United States wouldn't go, that's off the table. That's off the table. What we're going to have to do is fly some of our planes over there and strategically aim for where we think these missile silos would be. And hopefully it works. Hopefully it works. I mean, that's not something I want to hear. That's not something I would hope would happen. I would hope that if it got to that point, our president would order 2 or 3 atomic bombs dropped on North Korea. And we duplicate what we did to Japan. Because that shut them down in a hurry. And I definitely know back then, nobody was too worried about civilian casualties. I'll tell you this. If there was internet, if there was your Daily Beasts and your BuzzFeeds and your Huffington Posts and your Rachel Maddow, I'll tell you, I think we'd all, first off, I think we'd be dead. We would be dead. We would be dead. And those of us who weren't dead, we would be marching. And we would be hailing whatever Nazi dictator was in power at the time. I'm telling you, if we had the internet and we had all of these leftists running the show like they do now, it'd be over for us. We would never have dropped the bomb. We would never have dropped the bomb. There would have been articles every day. You can't attack Japan. You got to talk to them. What do you do if you drop a bomb? You could hurt civilians. You can't do that. That's wrong. They're innocent people. Even after Pearl Harbor, they would have been, no, just please, you just don't do it. Don't, you're xenophobic. You're Japanese phobic. You're German phobic. You need to talk to them. We'd be done. We would be done. The left, the left would have put their foot down and said, you can't do that. You can't drop a bomb. What's wrong with you? They're good people. A few bad apples. The Japanese people are good people. It's just a few bad apples. They're the ones responsible for Pearl Harbor. They're the ones that are working with the Nazis. It's not the people. It's just a few rotten apples. Okay, all right. Go watch the movie. It was on Netflix. And I know I'm going to say the name wrong, but it was a book. It was on Netflix? No, it was on Hulu. The Man in the Iron Castle, or The Man in the Ivory Castle. Something like that. It's basically what would have happened if we would have lost the war. And what would our country look like today? What would we be today if the West Coast was controlled by the Imperial Japanese Army, the Japanese regime, and the East Coast was controlled by Nazi Germany? And if you had the internet and you had MSNBC and you had CNN and you had Rachel Maddow and Lawrence O'Donnell and Anderson Cooper and Don Lemon and Wolf Blitzer, if you had what we have today back then, we'd all be wearing Nazi insignia, the metal hats. There'd be no Jews anywhere. All my Jew friends gone. There'd be no hinges for them to make. All the hinges would have been made. All the hinges would have been made. I guarantee you that. So I don't think it was a gap. I think it was the truth. As inconvenient as that truth is, it was the truth. And when someone says to Trump or anybody, would you ever use nuclear weapons? The question should say, I don't want to. But if we were ever in a situation where it was our country or an ally, or dropping a nuclear weapon and annihilating the threat, yeah, I'm going to drop that sucker and annihilate the threat. There is no ground troops. There's not going to be hundreds of thousands of wounded warriors. No. The only people that are going to be wounded are the people that are threatening us or our allies, plain and simple. That's the truth. That's the truth. Even Fox hosts like Gutfeld, Greg Gutfeld, he even made light of it. When Chris Matthews said, you mean Europe? You would drop a nuclear weapon in Europe? Trump goes, nothing's off the table. And it went back to the Fox host, the Gutfeld, and he was just like, what? It's like, what are you supposed to say? Absolutely not. Would never. You can't say that. What do you guys act like Europe is just Britain? You know. Europe is a pretty big place. There's a whole bunch of countries in what we call Europe. And again, you get a funny little guy running around with a Charlie Chaplin mustache, acting a little uppity. You're damn well right. We're gonna drop something on him. Jeez, These aren't gaffes. It's an inconvenient truth. No different than the abortion comment. Now, we did a story on this, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on it. But I'm hoping that people will have digested this conversation. I'm hoping people would have digested the inconvenient truth once again. Remember, Trump was pro-choice. He switched. Now, rather, he had an epiphany. He just had a child. He just got remarried. You know, not just got, but it's something, you know, that didn't happen 30 years ago. And things change, especially when you have a baby and or you get a new wife, a new relationship. The way you look at things are different. So for whatever reason, Trump is now pro-life. And when the question came up by Chris Matthews, which subsequently Chris Matthews has had different politicians or different activists on his show since then, and he's never went at them with the same question. The next day after his town hall with Donald Trump aired, he had the woman from the pro-life, the main pro-life organization, and he had the woman from the pro-choice organization on. And he never framed to them the question and how that question was asked to them. It was that he never used the word murder. Remember, the word murder was used by Chris Matthews and his Donald Trump interrogation. The word murder, breaking the law. These are words that were used. And if you're speaking the truth and you're not worried about inconveniencing anybody, when somebody says murder, illegal, to include everybody that is engaged in that process. So Trump spoke an inconvenient truth. Remember, he's not a politician, so he's not skilled in the art of BS. And when you hear conservatives like Ted Cruz going, well, that's obvious. It's obvious that he's not well-versed in where the pro-life movement is. None of the stance by the pro-life movement is prosecuting the woman. No one in the listen, that's BS. It really is. You know, when people talk about the slippery slope, and I've said this before as far as pertains to guns and the left saying, well, we just want to ban this and we just want to ban that and we don't want to criminalize this. And the right says, listen, that's a slippery slope. You're going down a slippery slope as it pertains to guns. When you start saying we're going to ban this, we're going to criminalize that, we're going to take away this, we're going to go after the bullets, like our lieutenant governor here in California. It's all a slippery slope. And it's the same thing on the left. Well, we're going to make abortion illegal. Abortion is now going to be illegal. All forms of abortion will be illegal. The morning after pill, illegal. Terminating a pregnancy is illegal because once there is conception, that is life. terminate that life, you are committing murder. That makes it illegal. Once that law is in place, and you have a woman who is pregnant, and she is actively seeking somebody to help her terminate that human being inside, don't tell me that slippery slope doesn't become slippery and slopey once abortion is illegal. And it's illegal because it is now murder. The Supreme Court and various states say that is murder. That's why it is against the law. That's why there is no more abortion in this country. You are committing murder. And in turn, you're going to be held accountable for trying to kill what is inside you. Some way, shape, or form, you will be held accountable. That is a slippery, slippery slope. That would be a matter of days. It would only be a matter of days. If abortion became illegal, do not tell me that you are not going to see states like Texas or Georgia put laws on the books that would criminalize the woman. Don't tell me that, man. You listen, you have states now like Texas that craft laws that are already being argued in front of the Supreme Court because they are on the borderline. They're on that borderline, depending on what side you're on. They're already on that borderline of being illegal. The laws that they have enacted are already on that borderline of being illegal. And making an abortion harder to receive in their state. So don't tell me that if all of a sudden abortion was illegal, some of those states that already have tough abortion laws on the books wouldn't enact laws that go after a woman seeking to have an abortion. So when Donald Trump said, well, yeah, there's sure, if you're talking about murder and you're talking about breaking the law, yeah, there should be a form of punishment. And when you hear people like Ted Cruz say, well, Donald Trump doesn't understand the pro-life movement, that just shows you he's not a real conservative. Well, no, he understands the pro-life. He understands life. He understands life. And the only reason the pro-life movement has the stance that they have is because it shields their true intent. Shields their true intent. And if they actually want to try to make abortion illegal and push the pro-life movement forward, they couldn't have took the stand of, we're going to prosecute every single woman that wants to have an abortion. Any woman that has one, they're going to go to jail. They can't say that. It doesn't help the movement. But it's exactly what they would like to see happen over time. No different than a liberal over time would like to see all guns banned. When you hear a liberal say, we just want to ban these assault rifles, these handguns that are high action, high caliber. That's all. Now, when they say this, turn your attention to a conservative and see what their face is. See what their reaction is. They'll say, yeah, BS. BS, that's just what they say. Because they can't come out and say, we want to ban all guns. No leftist can say, we want to ban all guns. We want to regulate all guns. They can't say that. And you all know that. It's a slow process. The abortion argument and the gun argument, the gun debate and the abortion debate, are the exact same thing. So did Trump really have a gaffe, or did he just speak the truth, the logical truth? Somebody that is now pro-life, and somebody who goes, well, yeah, that's a human being inside. Of course, that's a human being. Yes, and if you kill what is inside you, then, yeah, that's murder. You're killing a human being. Duh. Duh. So I don't see it as a gaffe. It's an inconvenient truth. Rather, it's nuclear weapons, abortion. They're all inconvenient truths. They're all inconvenient truths. That's how we are in this country. I think at times that's how we are in life. Isn't that the case? You kind of know something. You just don't want to accept it. You kind of know, but you just ignore it. It's a truth that is there. But you figure if you don't deal with it, if you ignore it somehow, it will just go away. And if you don't face it, then it doesn't exist. If you don't face that truth, it doesn't exist. Isn't that how some of us act in life? And the more truths that are punching us in the face, the more we run, the more we hide. Isn't that the case? Isn't that the case that happened in the last 2 weeks? There was just more truth from Trump, more of those inconvenient truths. It's funny, you even heard people on the left and the right say, I'm very distraught by Donald Trump's candidacy on the right, because they play like they wanted him to do better. They play like they wanted him to really, really, you know, win and be the nominee, which, like we said earlier, is all BS. But think about what they've said. Rather it's Krautheimer, rather it's the CNN people. They say, David Gergen, Crystal, I would have thought by now Trump would have read up on the issues. He would act more presidential. When it comes to the abortion, he would have read up on the position. He would have acted more presidential. He would have acted more like a front runner. Just read up on these issues. So what they're saying is they would have hoped that Trump would have put on a better act. What they're saying is all it takes to be president is read a book and say, okay, so the position on this is never, ever, ever, never use nuclear weapons, number one. Pro-life. We only want to punish the doctor, never the woman. Okay, what's all right? Mm-hmm. Okay, and then this, and that. All right, now I just go out there, and yes, now all you do is go out there and say these things. That's all. Tax cuts. Okay, cool. What about this? Death tax. Want to get rid of that? All these talking points. Okay. I mean, that's what they're saying. That's what they're saying. Don't give people the truth. Don't give people reality. Go out there. Go from a script. Learn the things you're supposed to say. Go out there and say them. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. The past 2 weeks have said a lot and exposed a lot. Not about Trump, but about us, the American people, and where our minds are and what we think we know and what we're told to think. It's Rob Zicari Show. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to wrap up the morning's festivities, and then, of course, bring in the beautiful, the talented, the luscious. I call her luscious. Cat Howe. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Represent inmates. Excuse me. Too much to say. That's been Wow. Thank you, Hazel. That's been part of my mission. And representing poor people through the Legal Services Corporation. It was about making people's lives better. And it taught me that even if you're young and you don't have a powerful job, if you work at it, you stick with it, you can make a difference.
Hillary Clinton coughing. I think it's mesothelioma. See, now I'm coughing. I got the cough now. I think her mesothelioma is now penetrating me. Well, not penetrating me like penetrating me, but definitely getting into the headset.